Here's a question for everybody listening. Do you think it's possible for you to start a coaching business by sending one email? I do, and I'm going to share that email, how to write it, with a lot of other tips in today's episode. And by the way, it's not the email that says, I quit. That's not the one. Oh, that one might be important for this too. It's a different email. So pay attention, because Bobby Richards, my podcast producer, and I are going to have a wonderful conversation today about how you can send an email that completely pivots your career and transforms your life forevermore. With that, welcome to Coach Builder, a Business Made Simple limited series where I'll be unpacking the 8 steps you need to take to leverage that expertise that you have into a profitable coaching career. It's all based on my new book, Coach Builder, which releases March 12th. All right, let's dive in. Hey, everybody, Bobby Richards, our podcast producer, and I are sitting here having a conversation about what is the number one thing that you can do to grow a coaching business. You hear the number one thing all the time. But Bobby, let me just ask you, if there was one thing that you feel would be a guarantor that a guarantor, which is...
Yes, I'm 100% there.
Which is a tour of guarantees.
Yes.
That's what that is. A guarantor that a coach's business would grow.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put all my chips in on establishing solid emails.
I think that's true.
Okay.
But I also think the reason that you guessed it is because that's the name of the episode that we're recording today.
Because I prepped this episode for you? I did. I had a little insider information. But I do. I think that, yeah, emails is, it's the way that you continually communicate with your customers.
I've never not seen it grow a business. And people are so hesitant to do it because they don't know what to say in the emails, or they don't know about the technology, the CRM that you would use. And yet I've never not seen it grow anybody's business, much less a coaching business. And coaches, here's the thing about coaches, they don't do this. I've had many coaches, none of them send emails, which means if a coach started sending emails, they would take all their business. It's kind of like unlocking the door of a retail store. You're just going to do more business if somebody can get through the door.
when you unlock your business for people to come inside. I love that. So emails are the key. Literally and figuratively.
Emails are absolutely the key. But there's a few things I want to talk about on this episode that I think are going to help everybody quite a bit. The first is, how do you actually get email addresses to send emails to? That's a big one. You got to solve that problem. And then what do you say in those emails? And then I'm going to finish this episode by actually giving you a template, a formula for an email that you can send to launch your coaching business. And this formula is so powerful that we currently have on our staff a guy named Chad Cannon, who I love very much. He's basically our revenue director. And he spent years at a company, and he sent out an email using the formula that I'm going to tell you about. And I hired him immediately as a coach. A bunch of other people hired him immediately as a coach. And he was so valuable in coaching that I had to pay him a chunk of money to shut down his coaching business and come join us. And he did it by sending one email.
That's so great. And I love, because you kind of unpacked that story too in the first episode. And that is so amazingly powerful. And I think it's also, in a way, it gives all of the coaches listening out there, all of our audience, relief that this works and that it's simple. It's a simple process. Like you said,
it's super simple.
It's 3 steps.
The very first thing, Bobby, we have to cover is you need some sort of piece of software that's going to automate this process for you. And as soon as I say that, I know most coaches are in that, look, they're from 40 to 65, maybe older. They're done. They're done with software. They don't want to learn a new piece of software. It's like every week there's a new piece of software. And let me just tell you, first of all, you're still capable of learning. And two, the user interfaces on this software are so simple now that it's about as easy as reading a book or unpacking a Kindle and reading the instructions on how to get some books in it so you can read them. Like, that's bad.
Right.
There's just not a whole lot to it. And the other thing is, like, if I paid you, Bobby, if I paid you $2.5 million over the next 5 years.
Okay. I'm listening.
To put together a child's kitchen play set in 1 hour, would you take that deal?
Yes, I would take that deal. I would take it right now. And everybody just heard me. I'll take that deal.
I'm telling you, I wasn't offering the deal. I just want to know if you would take it.
Oh, okay.
But that's how hard it is to start using a CRM. It's that hard. In fact, I think it's easier. There's less cussing. There's less, why did we buy this for Christmas?
Exactly.
There's less of that. So that's the first thing you got to deal with. Now, we use a company called Keep, and all of the coaches that are in our Coach Builder platform get Keep, their first year of Keep, for free, because we actually pay for it. And it's front loaded with hundreds of emails that coaches can use. Literally just read the email, say, oh, I like that one, drag and drop it into your system. And now you're automating that email to go out to all of your leads. So we do that if you're a part of the Coach Builder community, and you can learn about that at coachbuilder.com. But there's a bunch of CRMs, HubSpot and MailChimp and Salesforce. And obviously our podcast is on the HubSpot network. HubSpot, I think, starts making a lot of sense right up in there, you know, 150,000 email addresses.
Bigger lists, bigger company, yeah.
So Keap is up for much smaller businesses. And so that's why it's perfect for coaches. So you can do that, but learn to use that CRM. Then the second thing that you need to do, even before we get to the formula for sending great emails, is you need some sort of lead generator. And by lead generator, I mean, you need a PDF that's, you know, let's say that you're a coach who helps people deal with work-life balance. You might do a lead generator on how to get twice as much done in a week in half the hours, or the 5 secrets of getting twice as much done in half the time. By the way, I just made that up. That's how easy that was. You just make it up. And then actually just do some research. And by the way, ChatGPT can do a lot of this work for you. If you just say, hey, I'm thinking about writing a lead generator called this. Here's all the problems that I think the reader has and why they would be drawn to this. Can you give me some ideas on what I would say in this email? Maybe like give me 5 points. Use ChatGPT in that way. The hardest work is looking at a blank page.
It's great at giving you those ideas and kind of breaking through that fog a little bit. And then you kind of sculpt it and shape it the way you want.
Yeah, basically ChatGPT, the way you want to look at that is you want to have a conversation with your writing coach. And the more questions you ask, the better it is. Like if you say, you know, I'm thinking about starting this lead generator this way. Can you think of a sentence that has a better hook to it that would make people more? It's going to give you some great suggestions. Even give me 5 suggestions on how I could start this in a way that would make people want to read more. You're going to spend just as much time on it as you would if you were doing it alone. But it's kind of like doing math with a calculator. It just, you go further faster. And so use ChatGPT in that way, but come up with that lead generator. And then you're going to put that lead generator on some sort of landing page. I personally, most of the domain names that you would be interested in, you'd be surprised. They're $12. You can still get domain names for $12. Like I'm not going to look it up right now. TwiceTheWorkInHalfTheTime.com is probably $12 or TwiceTheWork.com. So that's all there is to it. You get that domain name. You have ChatGPT help you write a great piece of content. And then what you can actually do if you want to is you can actually pay for advertising on Facebook, on Meta or Instagram or something like that to drive leads to that domain name. And now the lead generator is going to hook up to Keap, your CRM, which you need to do that 90 minutes of putting together that child's kitchen playset in order to learn how to use that, which is not hard. And now I'm collecting email addresses all of a sudden. Now at casual conversation, say you're having lunch with somebody, you're saying, you know, I actually did some research on how just to massively increase productivity. I put it all at twiceasproductive.com. You got to check it out. Now you're just telling everybody to go to twiceasproductive.com. Now, the reason you want to say go to twiceasproductive.com rather than your coaching website is twiceasproductive.com is going to warm them up to your coaching. It's got all those emails that are going to go out, and in the lead generator itself, it's all going to talk about how you can hire me as a coach to help you figure out your perfect week or whatever. I'm going to hook up some product to that, right? And so now I'm going to write 10 or 12 emails that go out that tell people, I know you're trying to be more productive. Here's another tip. My client so-and-so was going crazy. And now my client takes literally Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. Stories like that. And we're doing a perfect week boot camp where we're going to train you to have the perfect week and protect that week 52 times so that you can have your most productive year ever. And it's $5,000 if you want to be in on it. So that's how you build a coaching business. You know, you create a product and say, well, people aren't going to buy that product because they don't know about it. So I'm going to create a lead generator and then 12 emails that warm them up to the product. And the final email is going to say there's a bonus going away unless you sign up. And that's how you build a coaching business. I can do everything that I just said in less than 8 hours, in less than a day, write the thing, design the thing, put it up, hook it up to my CRM, write 12 emails. You can do all of that in less than 1 day. Then all you have to do is tell people to go to twiceasproductive.com. That's it. But let's talk about what to actually say inside of those emails, because now you got to write 12 emails. And the first one, you're probably going to want to say, thanks for downloading my lead generator, right? So that one writes itself for you. And then I think that first one, you need to say, thanks for downloading my lead generator. It's going to be incredibly helpful for you if you struggle with, and then give me 3 things. If you struggle with people constantly attacking your schedule, if you struggle with not being able to get anything done in a single day, if you struggle with not spending enough time with your family, I don't want five or six. I want three. And those three need to be really sort of, they need to attack my emotions.
Yeah.
Like we are emotional people, Bobby. What's the last purchase that you made that was over like $100?
Probably my cold plunge.
The
ice pod is what it's called.
How much of the decision to do that was rational and how much of the decision to do that was emotional? By the way, fully on with the cold plunge.
Don, I purely on emotion. I think I saw it on an Instagram post.
And thought it was cool looking.
You wanted to be
the kind of person who would cold plunge. Like that's, I always want to be the kind of person who would have that.
Exactly. I want to be that person. So that's, you know, I wanted to aspire to that, you know, that kind of vision in my head. Also too, I want to be healthier for my kids.
Yeah.
And I want more energy. Because I just felt, I was feeling sluggish, I was feeling down, and I felt like I was drinking way too much like Diet Coke.
So imagine downloading a lead generator and it said, hey, you probably downloaded this because you want to be more healthy for your kids, you want to be more fit. And, you know, if it nailed three things, here's what's happening with these emails. You are rationalizing a purchase on behalf of the reader.
Give me permission. Yeah, it gives you permission.
Yeah, you're building a case that they can use to convince themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You are not convincing them. You are building a case that they can use to convince themselves to do it. And so a big case is I won't have to deal with X, X, or X.
Right.
Those three things will go away. So, you know, that's your first email. Then your second email is going to be, you know, the benefits of creating a perfect week or designing a perfect week. And you're going to go through three or four benefits of designing for. The next one's going to be Jane's story because Jane did it. That's how you want to think. And all you need to do is about 12 of those. And the last three, you want to say, by the way, if you purchase, you get a bonus. And the next one, second to the last one, hey guys, people are really enjoying this bonus because now what people need is an excuse. Like, I want to do it. And they're like, well, this bonus sounds pretty good. And the bonus may be free digital content of some sort. And then the 12th email, you're going to say, your bonus goes away tomorrow. And then if you want, send a 13th email saying your bonus goes away in a few hours.
Yeah.
And everything is driving you back to that perfect week mastermind or the high productivity mastermind that you're starting. As a coach, when you get about 10 people in that mastermind, I'd charge $5,000 a piece. So it's $50,000. By the way, I have a YouTube video. If you go to Coach Builder, the channel on YouTube, we just filmed a Coach Builder video on how to create what I'm talking about, the perfect week, and sell it as a product for $5,000. I go through the whole thing in the YouTube video. You don't even have to be a Coach Builder member. Just go watch that video, and this is a product that you can use. By the way, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, subscribe today. It's Coach Builder on YouTube. So basically, that's how you need to write those emails that sell it. Now here, let me give you a formula for writing emails that is going to make it really, really easy for you to write those emails. We call it the customer is the hero formula. And basically, it's a formula that makes the customer the hero in the story, and you are their guide helping them win the day. So the first sentence of the first paragraph, this is, by the way, all 12 or 13 of your emails, all of them have this formula. First, start with the problem. So you want to open with, you know, even if it's a testimony, you want to say, Jane had a serious problem. She was working till 6 p.m. and leaving for the office at 6 a.m. She would go sometimes 3 and 4 days without seeing her children, right? That's how you start. Then position your product as the solution to your customer's problem. Jane heard about my Building the Perfect Week mastermind and thought maybe this is a lifesaver. Maybe this is something that could help. And sure enough, it was. She ended up coming to the first, you know, session, meeting everybody and realizing in that session that her life was much more out of control than she thought, right? So you're going to position the product as the solution. Then you're going to build a bridge from their problem to your solution. Like you, Jane solved her problem in 3 steps. She joined the mastermind, she created a perfect week, and then she experienced a great life because she did it. So that's the 3 steps. And then the fourth of the negative stakes. If you, like Jane, feel like your life is out of control, that's negative, then you need to sign up for this mastermind because, and then step 5 is the positive stakes. Jane now lives an amazing life. She takes every Friday off, doesn't work Saturday or Sundays. She leaves for the office at 9 a.m. So she gets 90 minutes with her kids. And she's home every day by 5, which means she gets 2 to 3 more hours with her kids every evening. So let me go back through those 5 parts of this email. 1, start with the problem. 2, position your product as the solution to the problem. 3, build a bridge from the customer's problem to your solution. That's 3 steps. Then 4, paint the negative stakes. Here's the terrible thing that's going to happen to you if you don't do this. And 5, here's the beautiful, paint the positive stakes. Here's the beautiful thing that's going to happen to you if you do. Now, the 6th thing you want to do at the end of the email is call the customer to a specific action. What is the next step that you want them to take? So if you're interested in getting your life together, schedule an assessment call with me. And in 30 minutes, we will find out what sort of life you could live if you actually develop your perfect week, right? So if you use that formula, people will read your emails and they will respond to your emails. Bobby, agree or disagree?
I, of course, agree. And it's not just because you're my boss. I agree because it works. It works. And I just kept, as you were walking through the Customer is a Hero framework there, just like you said at the top part of the conversation today, in today's episode, the idea is what is overwhelming. All of the unknowns. What am I going to write about? What am I going to offer? How am I going to structure this thing? And the fact that you've given us the framework and the structure for building that lead generator and these emails is fantastic.
Especially if you are a business coach, because here's what's going to happen. If you're a business coach, if you do everything I just said, you're going to spend 90 minutes figuring out how to use Keep. You're going to spend another 2 hours writing with ChatGPT's help a lead generator. You're going to spend about 2 more hours probably writing those 12 emails. Don't overthink them. They're not books. They're 3 paragraphs. You're going to spend another 2 hours doing that. And you're going to need to design this somehow. So that's a problem you're going to solve. You're probably going to job that out. By the way, design. Have it look good. Then you're going to start putting email addresses into that. Now, everything that you just did is going to make you 50 grand, 60, 75 grand over the course of the next 12 to 18 months, depending on how much the product is that you're selling. Now, as a business coach, you know how to do something that can make somebody else money. And so your next product is going to be the Product to Profit Mastermind. And that's going to be $15,000. You're going to do it for 6 months. You're going to put 10 people in it, and you're going to guarantee that all 10 of them will make $150,000 off of their $15,000 investment. You say, Don, that's crazy. I'm not going to guarantee that. Do it. Because what you're going to do is you're going to get all of them together and you say, okay, I want each of you to come up with a product that you can sell. By the way, don't let them in the mastermind if they can't do this. Like if they're managing somebody else's company and they have no power over the product, you know, just pick the right people to be in it. And then they come up with a product, and then you're going to say, okay, let's open up our computers. We're all going to go to ChatGPT. We need a lead generator, right? And then we need to write 12 emails. And then we need to put it up in a CRM. So everybody get out, sign up for Keep. You're going to just walk them through that over 6 months, or at least say you'll double your money and you'll be on your way to $150,000, right? And at that point, you've helped each one of these people make money by designing a product and delivering it through a sales funnel. Now, $15,000 times 10 people is $150,000 that you're making. And you can do this again and again and again. And by the way, they're not just going to make $150,000. They're going to make $300,000 and $400,000 and $500,000 if they're the right business owner with the right mindset and the right product. And that's really what you're looking for. Then, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do it every freaking year. They're going to come back because they liked doing it in community. They didn't want to do it alone. And they wanted you to hold their hand. And now you got 10 people who are going to come back every year. Well, do 3 of those groups, and you are at $450,000 a year working with 30 people. That's nuts. And by the way, what are they getting out of it? You're charging them 15 grand, they're making 150. You think they're happy? They're very happy. It's really that simple. But listen, without emails, without really well-written emails, you're not going to do this. We've got to be able, ChatGPT has just made it so much easier. In fact, inside of Keep, Bobby, you know what we're building inside of Keep?
I do, but I don't want to spoil it. It's a surprise.
We're building story brand informed artificial intelligence.
That's right.
So you can actually go into Keep. This is soon. It's not now when you're listening to this, but it's very, very soon. You can go into Keep and you can enter a story brand script. and you can type in an answer to 20 or 30 questions and it will create a sales funnel for you. Okay, let me give you, I promised you at the beginning of the episode that I would help you write one email. You don't even need a CRM. But here's an email that you can write if you're launching a coaching business. Okay, you're launching a coaching business. You still have your day job, but write this email and send it out 60 seconds after you quit. So 60 seconds after you quit your day job.
Have it batched in the background.
Have it batched in the background. All right, here it is. Paragraph number one. In the last 5 years, I have continued to see this problem. And by the way, that's the problem you're going to solve. So I've continued to hear from moms who are getting no sleep because their child won't sleep through the night. You know, whatever it is, whatever you do, and just saying the last 5 years, I've seen it over and over. Paragraph number two is, this is what I've seen it cost them. They feel like they're going crazy. Their child is frustrating them, and then they feel guilty because they feel like they don't love their kid when the child is driving them nuts. Right? I mean, you exacerbate the problem. So we start with the problem and then we make the problem even worse. For this reason, I decided to leave my job. That's drama right there. I decided to leave my job in order to help these moms. Now, starting on this date, I will be, and then describe the product, creating a community of only moms or going to houses at night for 1 week. I'm going to sleep at your house and I'm going to train you on how to feed your baby and how to speak baby. So that's the product, right? And then you need a deadline. The time for you to sign up for this ends on such and such. And then the next part is, if you sign up by the deadline, you get a bonus. So that's the excuse that I'm offering. And then you actually call them to action. So you basically say, to sign up for this or to buy this from me, I want you to email me back, or I want you to call me, or I want you to go to this website and fill out the application, whatever that call to action needs to be.
And that's that email that you write and you have that ready to go. That's the first one you send out?
That's the first one. And nice. Listen, that may be the only one. You know, it wouldn't be the first time I've heard that. I sent one email and I cannot take on any more clients. But the thing is, people find themselves in that email. You know, they read that email and they go, I haven't slept in 3 weeks. You know, I've gotten broken sleep for 3 weeks. And this person says they can help. You know, honey, can we afford it? You know, we got to do something. Hey, listen, also, Bobby, you know, you can pre-order Coach Builder. It comes out March 12th. So this podcast airs just before it comes out. But if you get the book Coach Builder, just pre-order it on Amazon, it comes with a lot of emails written in the book. Like when you read the book, it'll say, just send an email like this. And it says, Dear Jane. And you can, and I just tell you, look, copy this. Just copy this email and send it out. So extreme value for your buck in that, in the book Coach Builder. Let me just say one last thing, Bobby. It's really important that nobody listening to this podcast has a fixed mindset when it comes to writing emails. And what I mean by fixed mindset is, if you say, well, I'm not good at writing emails, or I'm not good at marketing, you know, Carol Dweck, Stanford researcher, would say that's called a fixed mindset. And instead, just say, I haven't learned to write good emails yet. Because one way is saying, I was born without the ability to write emails and I will die without the ability to write emails. That's completely stupid. That's not true at all. You just haven't learned it. And now that you've listened to this podcast, you can very quickly be somebody who writes really great emails. So don't get stuck behind this idea, this identity that you were born or you somehow don't have an ability. You just haven't learned it yet. And you can learn it very, very quickly. So identity always lags behind action. And what you need to do is do everything I've said in this podcast. And after you've done it, you will be transformed into somebody who's capable of marketing and sales within a small business, which, by the way, massively increases your value as a business coach. I mean, dramatically. Yes. Why would you have a business coach that can't make money? The whole point. And you, if you're somebody, well, I don't know how to make money, I just love people. Well, now you just go back and listen to this episode. I just taught you how to make money. Now, you can never say that again. You can never say, I don't know how to make money, because you absolutely do know how to make money. You just haven't done it yet. So just do it. And then you will no longer think of yourself that way again.
Well, what I would say to all that, Don, is the fact that you've given everybody the opportunity listening to become that version of themselves. If they don't see themselves that way, if they think that they're awful at writing, or they think that they can't do this, or that they're not this or whatever.
Hopefully, it just helps everybody believe that they can do it. And listen, if you know somebody who hates their job, but they have a lot of wisdom and could be a coach, send this specific episode to them and buy them a copy of Coach Builder and just say, right there on the title page, just say, I believe in you, and sign it. And you have created a bond with that person forevermore. Not only that, you may have encouraged them to do something in which they can change many, many lives. So
absolutely.
I mean, you know, one of the better episodes in terms of practicality that I think we've recorded in a long time. If I may say so myself, Bobby.
I agree. And I'd say for that plan of action that we have every episode where we pull out a part of the conversation to have our listener immediately implement that to strengthen and grow their coaching business, would you say on top of everything, I mean, this whole episode's a plan of action, but writing that sort of that introductory email,
you know,
if
what
anything,
I, yeah,
it helps
well,
shape
that's
their
one
idea
of
what
them.
They can coach.
That's
yeah, yeah.
One of them. That one of them is write the email, I'm launching a coaching business email. Another one would be go to ChatGPT and say, hey, I want to write a lead generating PDF to build my coaching business.
Absolutely.
Can you give me some title ideas that people would click on and download if they were struggling with this, 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 this? By the way, the more this you put in there, the better that those lead generators are going to be from ChatGPT. ChatGPT only takes what you give it, and it can only use the information that you give it. So if you actually just say they're struggling with this problem, just like sit there for 5 minutes, put a kitchen timer down, and for 5 minutes, list problems, and then watch what that thing, it's going to blow your mind. In fact, ask for 5 lead generator ideas, and it's going to blow your mind. And then now the reason I say that is because then you're going to want to use ChatGPT to help you write it. Then you're going to want to get Keep. Then you're going to want to start collecting emails. Then you're going to want to, so it's the snowball that starts the avalanche. Do snowballs start avalanches?
I'm sure there's a snowball that started an avalanche.
It's the squirrel fart. That's the truth. It's the squirrel fart that starts the avalanche.
I think that's the plot of the first Ice Age movie.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me for this Coach Builder Limited series, where we are obsessed with helping you turn your knowledge and passion into a thriving coaching business. See you next week.